Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your job holds.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. Welcome, everybody, from across the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in whenever you can. Anyone who would like to listen live, go to blogtalkradio.com/ Original Lyric Stream Radio, and we are an iHeart Radio podcast. Before we start, I just want to say all of our prayers are to the people in Ukraine. Say a prayer every night for these people and hope they survive these brutal attacks, and they are brutal. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. I'm a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded 2 albums and produced a 3rd, Cam Lorem's Writing in the Stars. Breaking news, I'm currently in the studio now, working on a new 5-track EP. It's going great with my friend Corey Manchester, singer-songwriter and musician. I think the release date is now pushed back to May, but I'm looking forward to having this released. You're really going to like some of these new songs. And I have some surprise producer projects on the works as well, so stay tuned for that. Let me bring in my friend, technical engineer Bill Miller. Does so much behind the scenes on the Blog Talk website and dashboard. Good evening, Bill. Please welcome our listeners to the show tonight.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, we've got a great show tonight, so you're going to want to stick around. If you care about your music or anything, you want to hear what's coming up, because we're going to talk about promoting yourself and your music, so you don't want to miss it. Stick around. If you want to be leave us a comment, you can go to Blog Talk. There's a section in there. Feel free to leave a comment. Leave our guest a comment. We certainly appreciate your help.
Yeah, absolutely. I know last year, Bill, we talked about doing the show, and I've had the desire to do it because there's little things that you can do, you know, aside from the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram, which is free, to enhance and promote yourself, market, and advertise. So we're going to talk about some methods tonight, which are very economical, and I really think a must, and, you know, in today's all digital music world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's not like the old days. Now it's so much different, and I think you should be aware and use, you know, all the sources that's available to you out there to help get your music out there.
Well, absolutely. Let's get into the episode, Bill. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excuse me, everybody. Well, as I mentioned, I had the desire to do this episode, advertise your music, promote yourself. After my in-studio recording was complete, and I was like, what do I do next with a big question mark? Nobody knows my name. Nobody knows my music. So what do I do? I went online. Did some research, but let me start with a clear disclaimer before we go on. If you do not believe, and I hear this all the time, play to pay. Advertising is not play or pay to play. It is not. You're no different from a company advertising their product. And as an artist, you are the product. To develop your own brand. So I would say if you do not agree with this opinion, you can feel free to turn my show off. And we all know social media platforms, again, like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, are free to post and, you know, connect with other singer-songwriter musicians, which is great. I do that myself. But if you're happy with this singular system to promote your music, you can completely disregard my advice here. And again, please turn the show off. Now, for anyone who's continuing to listen, we know what the revenue streams are for music today in 2022. It is streaming, it is merch, gigs, if you can play gigs, publishing royalties from songwriting, and also sync licensing for TV, movies, and social media. And as artists, we all know what these categories are and really what this represents, you know, to your own original music. My goal is to be aggressive. You know, we understand the traditional CD and album sales are, you know, pretty much gone. You know, they're nowhere. It's 100% digital, where the listener can focus to any favorite track on their device without the need to go into a store to buy a full body, you know, 9 to 10 tracks of their favorite music. And as Bill mentioned, you know, the old days, the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know, artists were very wealthy and rich. Why is that? No streaming, no internet, no Google, and no YouTube. What a difference that makes. Your listener and audience has to go into the store if they want to buy your music, whether it's a single or a full album. Now, these additional areas we're going to talk about tonight are very economical for your music and can be heard by influencers out there for sure. And you never know who's listening. A story I've told many times before on our episodes, I know someone here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area who's in a band. And Spike Lee actually heard a couple of their songs. I do not know what platform, but he loved the music and ended up buying two of the songs to be placed on his new Netflix series. Now, that's what can you say about that? I mean, Spike Lee purchases your music for his upcoming TV show. So there's a lesson there. You never know who's listening to your music out there in cyberspace, so to speak, right? So you want to be aggressive and get it out on as many platforms as you possibly can for that influencer, for that person to listen to your sound. Now, personally, I would set an annual budget to market your music. And again, this is very economical. I would say $1,000 a year, which breaks down to about $90 a month. Now, that's affordable, everybody, $90 a month. You might spend at least that or more per month on Starbucks, right? Every morning, getting your coffee. And you may want to, you know, increase this at some point, but you could certainly start there. And you want to set a budget for your music. Again, you're a business, right? You're a LLC. You're an incorporation. You are the product. Okay. Let's get into some methods that I've used from the beginning. And then current methods to what I use today. Number one, the first thing I did out of the studio is, again, I really had to get my music, you know, played. Who's going to listen to it? And I thought maybe online would be a better solution, like an online platform to play my songs. Radio Airplay. Their website is radioairplay.com. That's one word. Again, it's the first website I found on Google to promote your music. Very easy to use, very easy to navigate. You fill in your profile, which includes all your social media platform links, your website, download your songs, and they're going to ask you to list all your favorite artists. So they're going to try to determine when they play your music blended in with other mainstream artists and their genre. So you could have multiple genres listed there, all right, as they play your songs online. But you have the ability to connect to fans, get comments from your fans, likes, and develop an actual fan base where you can comment back to the fan. And it's people from all over the planet. So it's not limited to, you know, a geographic, you know, region per se. So that's pretty good. And, you know, this platform in the beginning really gave me confidence because my music was being played out there. And I was getting feedback, which I thought was pretty cool. So radio airplay has three levels, $10, $20, $30. It depends how many credits you want to purchase. So every time your song is played, that is one credit. Okay. You can pick the number of credits you would like on each song. So you go into your profile. You can pick 10, 25, 50. So if you purchased 500 credits per se, you can divide that equally, you know, among all of your songs, you know, if you'd like equal, you know, airplay time there. So my opinion would be start with the $10 package and work with that. And if you want to increase it, you can, but you can cancel it at any time. I'd probably hang in there with, you know, radio airplay maybe for about a year. But again, it's $10 a month. That's very economical, and it's a great way to start, you know, get your music played, you know, get some online feedback, get some likes, get some confidence. That's really important. Okay. So that's number one. That's the first thing I did, out of the studio recording my first CD original lyrics dream. Let's go to number two. Number two, what has in common with number one is it's very easy to navigate, very easy to use. And this is called musicsubmit.com, all one word, musicsubmit.com. And again, remember the old days when you'd have to send a demo to a record label and then write your name on the magic marker and then, you know, the name of the song, you know, right on the bottom, and you're mailing that to a label and you're hoping and praying somebody opens it. First of all, somebody opens it and then somebody actually, you know, plays it and listens to it. Those days, everybody, are long, long, long gone. Okay. You're the boss. You can control all the activity. And these platforms here are a great example of influencers and people, you know, playing your music. So, you will develop, again, a profile here. Go into the website. You're going to download your songs. And the goal is you're going to be forming a press kit. So your press kit will contain your songs, your bio, maybe some additional press items about yourself, videos. So they're going to put together a press kit. And again, they're going to get this out to their contacts. And one option I thought was, again, very economical, or very affordable. The $15 a month model, which is submitted to radio stations, music web publications, blogs, and also music communities every month. Again, promoting your music, getting it out there, very easy to navigate and download your songs. And I'm going to bring this up with musicsubmit.com. The best influencer I had was a gentleman by the name of John Clare, who had an online radio station in the UK called Radio John BC, which is no longer active. But for about, you know, 6-7 years during my music was being released, John had 11 to 12 songs in constant rotation to an international audience online. Now, you want to talk about confidence. I could go onto his site anytime and see my songs in rotation on autoplay 24/7. Oh boy, that was incredible. John was, and to this day is a good friend. John is a excellent pianist and plays piano beautifully, but the confidence this gave me in connecting with somebody like John to play my songs blended in with other international artists was priceless. And it gave me a ton of confidence. So let's kind of do a recap. So the first method, radio airplay, $10 a month. MusicSubmit.com, $15 a month. You're well within your monthly budget here of, if we say, $90 a month to start, okay? So those are two good ones to start using. Whether you're in the beginning stages or maybe you just want to, you know, develop some new contacts, you know, there's no real limit. You could be a new artist. You could be an established artist. Maybe you meet someone new that connects you to that influencer you're looking for. Let's go to number three. Many artists may know of this platform. I've used this from the beginning, and I really trust these people. CD Baby would be number three. And this is a platform that will monitor all of your music activity and sales worldwide. You know, streaming, if you want to sell CDs through them, you could ship the CDs to them. They'll inventory it. And if somebody would like to buy one, they'll ship it to that person. So you don't have to do that. Okay. It's really all inclusive, and they do so much, you know, behind the scenes, but they also manage your publishing royalties and your sync activity. And let me just clarify what licensing and sync activity is. So if any TV commercial, TV show, movie, social media would like to use your music for their program or platform, you're entitled to royalties since they are using your songs. And that's where sync licensing comes in. Very similar to what I mentioned with Spike Lee, you know, picking up My Friend's songs. That's a license to use the song for that particular platform, TV show, or movie, which you can't get better than that. That's the best compliment you can have, that your music is being heard in that type of media. So, but I trust them completely. They do all the work behind the scenes and collect all the monies and revenues that you're due. Now, what their fees are, they charge $29 flat rate to promote an album. They charge $9.95 to promote a single, which I don't think is bad at all. On the revenues that they collect, they do take 9% of your sales revenue, and they take 15% of your songwriting and publishing revenue. Again, I don't think that's bad. You know, they deserve something. They deserve to be paid something for the work that they do to try to make sure you're getting all the, you know, the monies that you are due from your music. I don't have to worry about it. You know, I can log into my dashboard with CD Baby, and I could just see what they're doing. I can see the activity pretty clear. It's well done on their end. Again, the platform is easy to navigate and use, read reports. And I trust them 110%. So we have Radio Airplay, we have Music Submit, and then we also have CD Baby. Those are the first three. Now, on our episode every week, we play music, and we're going to do so tonight. We do not have a guest tonight, but I thought we'd take a break from the discussion and play a track from my second CD, Constructive or Destructive. And the subject matter of this song, I'm always concerned with the homeless. How do they get through, you know, day to day? And it's very sad. And, you know, that's the inspiration for this track. And I got a great assist from my friend, Colleen Bradham, who actually sang the chorus on this track. Bill, let's go ahead and play. This is off my Constructive or Destructive CD, and this is titled Survival on the Street.
Saturday drive, are you doing okay? Look, this person from the shade is clear on the bridge overpass. golf to bay. Oh wait, she could be homeless, we fear. Blessings, take time to pray. Society forgiveness reached an all-time low.
That's from my Constructive or Destructive CD, and I hope you like that track. I love the piano vocal format, very, very pure, stripped down, right? No other instruments, and it's great to do that one. It's one of my favorite songs that I've done so far. All right, well, let's get back to the episode and advertise your music, promote yourself. And let's get into number four on my list. And I think by far the best networking platform for singers, songwriter, musicians I've ever seen, I've come across. The number of contacts I have met here, fans and, you know, people that have asked to be on my mailing list, and it's really unmatched. And this is Reverb Nation. And I don't know if everyone's familiar with this one, but I've been on Reverb Nation since 2014. I've been consistently ranked number one in my rock category and in all genres across the globe. And they also rank it that way too. It's been an honor. I've been as high as number four. That's an incredible honor for me, considering you're with A to Z, all the genres worldwide. But you can always choose their free model, but I choose their subscription premium model, which is $19.95 per month, which includes some of these benefits: fan reach, my ability to email my mailing list, digital distribution, Gig Finder, which is very interesting. My first gig was through Reverb Nation. So what that is you enter in the number of miles that you would like to potentially play gigs from where you live. Let's say it's 50 miles. They'll pull up a complete list of all the venues that play music, and you can send your press kit to the key contact that's listed there, and they can listen to your songs. And they can connect with you through Reverb Nation to offer you a gig, book the gig. You make all the, you know, the contacts and the arrangements right there. So, boy, that saves a lot of time, right? You're pulling up, you know, all types of venues that that have concerts or play music, and you try to connect with that direct contact to book your gig. And as I mentioned, press kits and really a lot more comments from fans that like your music. You can interact back and forth with them. And again, I've had so many great conversations with contacts in Reverb Nation, so many plays of my songs. Reverb Nation kind of gives you a star next to your song as kind of like a mark of excellence. They're going to do a little more to promote it. I think I have like five or six of those stars on some of my songs. So, you know, you really need to network with musicians out there. You never know what's going to come, you know, about from that. So, you know, to me, this is, again, very economical, very affordable, $19.95 for the premium membership. Check it out online, ReverbNation1word.com. Excellent. Let's go to number five. We're going to talk about music. Vertising.com. Now, it's not music advertising. It's music, vertising.com. And they specialize in promoting Spotify playlists. And I think I've mentioned on, you know, previous shows, there are 406 million people connected and listening to Spotify across the globe. It's an incredible number. Just incredible. 406 million people. You want to be part of this incredible number of listeners. You know, Spotify is not new to anybody listening to the show, but to get on the correct playlist is extremely important. Now, that's probably something you could do yourself. You could create your own playlist, but how many listeners and how many followers are going to be attached to this playlist? You know, probably not many. So, you're with the experts here that can get you into the right playlist depending upon your genre. Is it rock? Is it pop? Is it country? Is it bluegrass? Is it rap? Is it hip hop? Right? They're going to get you in there to the cutting edge playlist with four figures, five figure followers. All right. You want to be part of that. So just think of your songs as being tapped into a database of 406 million people. Yes, I want to be part of that every day, all day. So These people do a great job, and I trust them, you know, specifically. And they have a starter program at $49 a month. Again, you can cancel anytime, but they'll you send your Spotify link to them, send the Spotify link of the song that you want to focus on. And this is how you really grow your Spotify listeners and followers, by having, you know, four figures, five figure, you know, playlists of people attached to it. There could be, you know, 30, 40, 50 songs in the playlist, right? And your song is nicely, you know, fitted into, you know, that playlist as well. So, you know, to me, you have to do that. You know, you have to be part of an influential playlist reaching thousands and thousands of people listening to your song. And you're getting streaming royalties on that. That's another show altogether. I understand it's fractions of a penny, but, you know, the exposure is there. And, you know, and another, you know, point to make really, I create music for the art and the passion. And whatever happens after that happens. But in terms of, I want to position myself in every possible platform so thousands and thousands of people can listen to my music. And we've just named, you know, a few, you know, great economical choices here. And we fit within our budget very nicely. You know, if we're talking about $90 a month, everything I mentioned here, you can fit in to that $90 a month budget. So take a look at those, and let's discuss some other points that I want to make sure that you're also a part of. Please be part of either ASCAP or BMI. Again, these are pro groups that are going to sponsor, monitor, and collect your royalties. Personally, I'm with ASCAP. Been with them for a while. And again, I can go to their website, just pull them up on Google. You log in and take a look at each one of your songs, and then how much you know, money has been collected overall. It's $100 to be a member if you are the music creator and the publisher. So if you want to separate each one of those, you would have, and you'd be paid separately as the music creator and also as the publisher as well. Also, take the time to copyright your songs. This is extremely important. I go to the Electronic Copyright Office, the United States Copyright Library of Congress. Just type that in. Everyone says, or I hear often, well, do I not have a natural copyright for, you know, writing and composing? I don't trust that. I have an actual seal certificate for every one of my songs. It protects me, and it protects me from the, you know, person trying to do something with my music. So if that ever happens, I have an official certificate to say, hey, look, this is my song. I'm the author and also the composer. Very important to do that. It costs $55 to copyright each song, but check out that website. It'll take you through, you know, everything you need to do in terms of, you know, making sure you're protected from your lyrics and also musical compositions. Well, I think we've covered a lot of material, and again, we're well within our budget. You have to use additional means, you know, in today's, you know, music scope. We're in a digital landscape now. You know, it's a shame that traditional CD and album sales aren't really there. But, you know, again, as I just mentioned, 406 million people listen in Spotify. You want to be part of that. That's the digital stream. You know, people now are listening to music on their devices. They have the earbuds in, and they can play their favorite track at any time without having to buy that that body of work, those 9 to 10 tracks. But those are all, you know, methods I would use. Maybe you have a different influencer, you know, listen to your song, and something very similar happens where you could be part of a TV commercial, you know, movie or TV show. That's exciting. And as I mentioned, I record original music for the love of the art. It is my passion. And, you know, it's your choice for any of these suggestions. But, you know, remember, it's not pay to play. You know, it's pay to market and advertise your music. And I hope this was very helpful. All the best with your music in the future. And, you know, we're going to save the show and probably play this at some point next year, maybe do this once a year and kind of an instructional episode on promoting yourself. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisy@gmail.com. We do accept all music genres. I would love to hear your sound. My name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyrics Dream Radio. Look forward to every episode. I just love doing this show. Thanks again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the ass, just friends' opinions.